Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The first mystery. Today is the feast of Saint Rita. She was born in 1381 in central Italy. She wanted to become a nun, but her parents arranged her marriage to Paolo Mancini, a violent, bitter man caught up in local feuds. He had no love for Christ and no patience for Rita. He mocked her faith, lashed out in anger, and at times became physically abusive. He was like a storm, easily provoked. She, however, was like the rock, silent and faithful. She never retaliated. She stayed, prayed, and bore all things in love. And eventually her patience softened his heart. He repented and converted. Then he was ambushed and stabbed to death on the road. Some say he struck first. Others say his enemies finally caught him. Either way, he was dead, and his sons wanted revenge. Rita feared they would murder their father's killers, so she begged God to either convert them or take them before they committed mortal sin. And within a year, both died of illness. It shattered her heart, but it saved their souls. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The second mystery. With her husband murdered and her sons buried, Rita didn't grow bitter, she grew holy. She forgave her husband's killers and worked for peace between the feuding families. Then she made the request, denied her as a girl, to enter the convent. This time, the Augustinian sisters at Kasia opened their doors, and she spent the next 40 years in prayer, penance, and silence. In time, she received a wound on her forehead, a type of stigmata, a thorn from the crown of Christ. Pope John Paul II said that it was a visible sign of her Christian maturity, a mark of one who lived on the cross with Jesus. Rita didn't seek to escape her husband. She carried her cross all the way to Christ. John Paul said, humility and obedience were the path Rita took to be ever more perfectly conformed to the crucified one. Her holiness wasn't flashy. It was hidden in marriage, in grief, in daily prayer, and forgiveness. Near the end of her life, Rita, bedridden, asked a visiting relative to bring her a rose from her old garden. Now, it was January. Roses don't bloom in winter, but one had, and they brought it to her, and it was with her when she died. The rose blooming in winter became a symbol of her life, a sign of hope in desolation, love blooming in suffering, and God's ability to bring something wonderful out of impossibility. And this is why Saint Rita is the patron saint of impossible causes, but also the patron saint of difficult marriages, abuse victims, parenthood, and infertility. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The third mystery. If you are in a difficult marriage, then we must consider a few things. You may feel like you are abused, but every sin is an abuse of God and neighbor. That means both you and I are abusing our spouses and God continually by our sin. And we need to stop and start loving as Christ loved. That is what we promised to do in our wedding vows. Every marriage faces hardship, misunderstanding, selfishness, pain. These require forgiveness and the acceptance of the cross. But when sin crosses the line into grave harm, physical or emotional cruelty, the church permits separation when one spouse endangers the others or renders life intolerable. The sacramental marriage bond remains intact, but living apart may be necessary. So a civil divorce may even be tolerated when needed to secure legal rights or protect children. But since the sacramental marriage remains intact, neither person can remarry. So we need to be honest before God. Is this a cross to carry, or am I or the children in grave danger? Healing may require separation, but always Christ calls us to love with courage and truth. The goal is not escape, but transforming union with Christ. And that always requires accepting the cross and loving the way Christ loved, sacrificially and with courage. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fourth mystery. If you put Saint Rita in your marriage, she could probably make it work. Why? Rita did not seek her ultimate happiness, identity, and safety in her husband or her kids. She knew that God alone was the source of her happiness, and nothing could separate her from the love of Christ crucified. For Rita, the way Christ, the bridegroom, loved his bride, the church, that was her model. Particularly, three snapshots of the way Christ loved: as the good shepherd, the one who washes the feet, and the crucified Savior. Jesus was the good shepherd who took the initiative. He didn't wait for the lost sheep to get their life together and come back to him before he would love them. No, he took the initiative. He made the first move to love. Now, love doesn't mean having gushy feelings. It means to do what is good for the other. So we have to make the first move to love. John of the Cross says, "Where there is no love, put love, and you will draw love out." Second, Jesus washed the feet of the disciples, even the feet of Judas, his betrayer. Do we wash the feet of our spouse? Do we do the things that are good for them when we feel they don't deserve it? Do we anticipate their needs and take action before they ask? And finally, Rita loved as Christ crucified. But that's how husbands and wives are both called to love each other, with a total sacrificial gift of self and one that takes up the cross. This mutual self-giving makes their union holy and reveals the mystery of God's love to the world. But even if it isn't a mutual gift of self, you can certainly show the love of Christ to the world by loving your spouse the way he loved the church. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fifth mystery. If you are in a difficult marriage, ask yourself, is the problem really just your spouse? Or could it be a result also of your own pride, selfishness, immaturity, and sin? St. Teresa of Avila once wrote, "They brood over their woes and make up their minds that they are suffering for God's sake, and thus they never really understand that it is all due to their own imperfection. They are still grieving about earthly things, and not very important things either." I recently spent 4 days with someone whose temperament and personality is almost identical to mine. After 2 days, I thought, this person is really hard to live with. And then it struck me, I must be really hard to live with too. Now, there have only been two sinless people in human history, Jesus and Mary. Neither you nor your spouse are one of them. So consider this. Maybe your spouse is perfectly designed by God to draw out of you the very virtues you lack. Maybe this is the path where sacrificial love will heal your soul and save it. So stop planning your escape. Start entrusting your marriage to St. Rita, and then do what John of the Cross says. Where there is no love, put love, and you will draw love out. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, how did that meditation, how does the life of St. Rita strike you as a young woman hoping for a life of marriage and family?
I'll tell you what, I can't give you much perspective of someone who's married, but this did change my perspective on what it means to be a saint. Because I think I always get the wrong impression when I'm faced with a difficult circumstance that if I were a saint, then I could change the circumstance. As in, I look at difficult people or people that might be really far from the path, let's say, and I think if I were a saint, I would be able to change them. I'd be able to save these people, or I'd be able to transform this circumstance. And Rita is a really good example that she did as she was supposed to do. But that doesn't necessarily mean that you get to convert everyone and change everyone and change the circumstance. Now her suffering, the meaning of it was changed, and the important thing was changed, which was herself, her soul. But I realized I still have a very warped perspective on it, because I still think of it as, oh, I would have perfect control over everything, which is just quite literally the opposite. And I think that's how a lot of people feel when they look around at their loved ones or their children, their friends, and they think, if I was perfect, then these people, then they would be converted.
Mm-hmm.
But look at Rita.
Yeah. Well, let's look at the Master. Look at Christ.
Yeah.
Look at Christ, the meditation we did with him, weeping over Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he wasn't putting on a show. He wept because he was brokenhearted, because his bride, that was his bride.
Mm-hmm.
His bride murdered him.
And I think we always have this, I mean, take that, imagine a groom left at the altar. A human, an imperfect person, would say, this is because I'm not good enough.
Mm.
But from this groom's perspective, this perfect groom's perspective, he's just thinking, but I'm everything you need, and I am perfection. I'm sad that you don't want this. I'm sad that you don't find yourself worthy of it. And I'm sad that you won't be given this gift.
Yeah. And but you also are bringing up another good point, and that is the goal of our life, our source of happiness, our identity, value, everything, it's found not in a human spouse or kids or profession or anything else. It's only found in God, and no circumstance can prevent us from that union with God if we don't let it.
Yeah, we mostly just choose not to go down the aisle.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, this is the thing. My circumstance doesn't have to change for me to be perfectly happy.
Yeah, because it most likely won't, because that's most likely the circumstance that God gave you to make you perfectly happy.
Say that again, because that's really important.
Oh, I could never repeat it.
The circumstance that we're in, if we beg God to remove the circumstance, if we do everything we can to change the circumstance, if we do those two things and the circumstance remains,
mm-hmm.
then God is permitted it.
Could you imagine if St. Rita said, God, fix my husband and my children, and I will become a saint. He would look at her and be like, do you think I gave them to you to make you wicked and evil? Do you think I gave them to you because I hated you?
Yeah. Yeah. And now we're right back to the good thief and the bad thief on the cross.
Yeah.
One wanted his situation to change. The other, he just wanted to change himself. But this is my continual struggle. I'm with you. I want the situation to change so that I can be happy.
I know it's not just a quote from Nothing More, but I'm going to quote it from Nothing More. And it almost has a different meaning in this context. Everybody wants to change the world. Nobody wants to change themselves.
Yeah.
And in this case, I don't just mean that people have high and mighty, lofty goals to change the entire world. We quite literally want the world to change rather than us.
Yeah.
The circumstances rather than us.
But I admit, I fall into this all the time. I think that
I wouldn't be able to say any of this if I wasn't reflecting on myself.
Yeah. Yeah. But we don't. And lastly, let's not fall into the trap of thinking we have to do this by our own willpower. We can't.
Mm-hmm.
We can't. We go to God completely weak and impoverished and say, Lord, you have to do this for me. You have to come and live through me.
Yeah.
And Rita, help me. And they will. They will. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.